Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, I'm calling in regards to, this is, let me see here. I'm trying to think. They told me to call, on here it says to call this number to cancel.
Okay, can we start with your zip code, please?
01050. I want to make sure it was supposed to have been canceled on December 30th, but I don't think you guys canceled it.
Your first and last name, please, sir?
Richard Robillard, R-O-B-I-L-L-A-R-D.
Okay. I don't have an account coming up for that. I have a Richard. No, that's not you either. I do have one Richard, but I don't have that account coming up.
Okay, so maybe it was canceled. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Possibly so. Yes, sir, because I'm not locating an account for you whatsoever.
Okay, well, I can give you the cancellation number. Would that help?
Sure, that would be great.
The cancellation number is 919-566-297. I believe that's the number.
Okay, let's see what we can get to come up with that for us.
Okay, because my balances aren't balancing out for some reason.
Okay, yes, sir. It's coming up. Is your last name Bushy?
Who?
This order number, I'm getting the same name again, Richard Bushy.
Nope.
Oh.
It's Robillard.
Yes, sir. I thought that's what you said, but whoever did this put it in Richard Bushy, B-U-S-H-E-Y, for that cancellation number. Is your, could you verify your address? Does it start with the number 1?
Yeah, 155 Worthington
no.
Road.
How about 134? Worthington Road.
155.
Okay, this is even crazier. Okay, what I see is 134 Worthington Road.
Well, they put the wrong number down.
And then, but the last name I'm seeing they put as Bushy, B-U-S-H-E-Y. The email address is r.bushy@yahoo.com.
No, that's not me.
Yes, sir, but it's coming up for that order number. You don't... Do you know anybody who lives at 134 Worthington Road?
No.
Oh.
That's way down the end of the other end of the street. I don't know anybody down there.
Yes, sir. Because it kind of, I don't want to alarm you, but it looks like this person might have used your card. How about a phone number? A phone number, is that 413-695-9336?
No, that's not my phone number.
This is crazy. Somebody has got your information, sir.
Oh.
But this account is canceled, sir. But, see, the information is not matching up 100%. Can I send you over to the fraud department, sir? Would you like me to do that?
Yeah,
because
okay.
This information's not... Your account is canceled, but your information is not matching up. Do you recall making this purchase at all for this app called the Daily Plate that gives you these healthy recipes? To eat better and to feel better.
I'm sorry. Well, the whole thing is, I called them December 30th, okay, of 2021 at 5:26. Okay, as a matter of fact, they sent me, let me see if I can find it. Oh, wait a minute. Here it is. Here, I got another number. You're canceled. Okay, how about this number here, okay? Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Let me get back there real quick. Okay. I'm ready when you are.
Okay. Cancellation is C-O-6-7-B-D-B-E-D-C-O.
Yes, sir. See, that's not one of our accounts there.
Well, this is, thank you for contacting Spruce Board Customer Service.
Oh, yes, sir. See, that's a whole different account.
Okay, what about, okay, that's that one. What about the other one?
See, these charges here, this was canceled, but these charges here for that first number you gave me is showing it's for the Daily Plate, but these charges were back in July.
No, that's not, what card is it going to?
Let's see, this card here, let me look this up, is showing me it's a MasterCard that ends in 2446.
Hang on. No, that's not mine.
Yes, sir. I don't know why that order number is coming up for you then. That
Well,
and then everything matches up, but it's not the correct address.
Well, I'm just wondering, is there any way you can check to see if they're still charging me for it?
Yes, sir. They're not. They're not, sir. They haven't charged for it. No, sir.
Oh, okay. So I'm all set there. That
Yes,
other
sir.
one's somebody else, right?
Yes, sir. I guess this is somebody else who has the same order number somehow as you. I'm not sure, but everything matches up besides the exact street address. But yes, sir, it's not for the spruce board. I'm not sure who handles spruce board. We don't. You would
Yeah,
have to call your bank about that correct number there.
okay. Well, the number I'm giving you here is the one. This is what they said. Today's charge will be $49.89. Okay, and they went on. It says it automatically would be take off a Bytes Hub app or something like that. Okay, and then after they said if you want a refund or whatever, you call this number, and that's the number I'm calling you now. But I'm not on there at all?
No, sir. We don't have you on this account at all, sir.
Okay, so then you won't be charging me, right?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Thank you very much. That's all I wanted to know.
Oh, definitely. I'm sorry. I don't know how that, if that's kind of crazy that that information lines up with you. But, yes, sir, you won't be charged anymore, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much. So there's no charges being done on me, right?
No, sir. No charges being done on you.
Okay. Thank you very much. You have a marvelous day.
You too, sir. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.